Good evening. Welcome to everyone here tonight. Like Donnie said, he asked me to share about what he titled it, Kingdom Focus and Business. I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking about. Not sure if we're thinking the same thing or not. It's kind of interesting. He messaged me Sunday night, wondered if I would have a topic on that. And just Saturday evening, me and Alex and Jeremy and Wilson came home from a two-day seminar about kingdom-focused business. So you might be hearing a little bit from some stuff I heard there. I'm not sure what you think about when you think of kingdom focus in business. So I'm thinking more of just keeping a kingdom focus in life. Like, everybody's in business. Like, even if you're not, you don't feel like you own a business, you're still in business. Life is business. We're all in some kind of business. We're all interacting with people, exchanging products, services, ideas. Just, you know, don't matter if you're a mom at home, you're still interacting with people. So I think a lot of the same principles apply. If you think you are in business, if you're an employer, if you're an employee, you're still in business. Most of the principles all apply. So I don't have a lot of scripture tonight. Bible talks a lot about money. I've heard somebody say already how much it talks about money versus some other things, and I don't have those figures in front of me. So when we talk about business, we also often think about money and how we handle money. So the Bible talks a lot about that. It says we should be good stewards of the things God has given us. When we think about money, it talks a lot about helping those in need. I had to think of that story in several of the Gospels about the man that the master that gave some of his servants talents, and he commended them for the ones that used their talents. He commended them for being good stewards. It didn't matter if they had, you know, five talents, three talents. But what did he say about the fellow that didn't use his talent? He was not happy with that man, and he was condemned for that. So tonight, when I think of kingdom focus in business, I think it's more a mindset. I think there's all kinds of ways that you can do business and have a kingdom focus. But if you want to have a kingdom focus, I think it starts with your mindset. And you have to be the kind of person that God wants you to be if you want to have a business that's kingdom focused. I know earlier in life I used to think, like when I think of kingdom focused business, okay, go out, work, do your best, make money, support missions. And that's all good. But I think it's a lot more than that. I kind of changed my mind on some of that a little bit. I mean, I think supporting missions is a great thing. I think we need to do that. But I feel like in the past I've failed in seeing the opportunities right around me. And to me, that's the true test of a kingdom-focused business, is to have your business, your life, affect those around you, like just in your local community. There's just, you know, like relationships with people in the community and opportunities to witness and bless people just in our everyday life as we go through life. Okay, so why are we in business? Like, that's a pretty elementary question. I know for us men, our tendency, most men like to work. We like to, it's kind of our natural instinct. That's the way we were created. with our, you know, we have a kind of survival mode. We need to get out and work and survive. I think that was built in us from the way in the beginning. A lot of men like the thrill of the, I call it the hunt, or the thrill of the, you know, making things happen. We like a good deal. We like to make a profit. One thing I feel like I had to learn, that if it's not a good deal for everyone, then it's not a good deal. When I was younger, I used to love to just try to get the best deal, chew people down. And I don't think that's necessarily good to do that. As I was studying for this, I was wondering, I thought about, why do all these scammers, what are they, why do they get so much fun out of that? I wonder if it's just the same, kind of the same idea, the thrill of, you know, scamming another person. Like, it's almost like, yeah, got another one, kind of like getting a good deal. So anyway, that's just some thoughts I had. It's commanded in the Bible. In 1 Timothy, it talks about we need to provide for our families, and use some pretty strong language there. The Bible says we're to help those in need. We're taught to be good stewards of our time and resources. I think that's a big one, just learning to be good stewards of time and resources, not be wasteful people. I do think there's a difference between being motivated and a driven person. And what I mean by that is, if we're motivated for the right reason, we're looking for opportunities to advance our business. I keep saying business. It can apply in so many things. For the kingdom, you know, what's our purpose? A driven person is usually more concerned with personal gain and has a hard time being content. We all like to succeed, but it's a good idea to periodically reflect and see what's motivating us. I have to do that sometimes. If I'm struggling to be with content, it's good for me to just sit down. Why am I not content? I have my needs met. I have more than a lot of people in the world. Why would I not be content? What's making me not be content? What's driving me? So it's good for me to just reflect and see what, you know, if I feel like I'm discontent, to look at that and be honest. Okay, I feel like we need to be the right kind of person. So I'm going to talk a lot tonight about just that, just a lot of characteristics. And later on, I'm going to share some quotes thoughts I learned the other weekend. We were at that meeting. So like I said, I think it starts with being the right kind of person. And I think some of the top of the list is being a man of integrity, being honest, caring about other people. I think we need to exercise forgiveness. We need to exercise grace and encouragement. We need to be grateful. Another thing I think is very important is that we surround ourselves with good people, people with the same values we have. Now, if you're around the wrong kind of people, it'll drag you down real quick. Like I mentioned, we need to be stewards of time, good stewards of our time. We need to be intentional. In business, you can't just hope that everything turns out the way you want it to. You know, there's a lot of people hoping in the world, and that's about as far as it's going to get unless they come up with a plan. We need to have a plan and a goal and work toward it. And I'm going to throw this out tonight. I think it's especially important for young fathers with boys coming on that you think about your future. Don't just be thinking about today, you young fathers. Think about your future, and if you have children coming along, I think that's important to think about that when you think about business. Think about your family and not just about yourself. I think that's important. Another thing I think that is very important is everything I say tonight, I don't claim to live up to all this, but this is just some ideals. I think it's good to try to keep your stress level at a minimum. If you're under stress, it's hard to keep your focus right. It's hard to relate to people right. It affects everything in your life. It really does affect your business. And in the past, I've been accused more than once of being too matter of fact with customers. Like they come in and I'm just like, it's all business. And my boys actually told me that, Dad, you need to chill a little bit. The customers can tell if you want to make a deal and get them out and get back to work. So that's something I had to learn. I think it's very important. People like to be heard. They like to know that you care about them. They don't want to just be somebody. They don't want to be just a customer. And that's something I had to learn. If you have debt, make sure it's manageable. When I started out, I always tried to consider the worst scenario in my plan. I was probably too cautious and then hope for the best. I know some people, they try to plan for the best scenario, and I was always scared to do that because I was afraid if I would, it wouldn't work out, then I'd be sunk. Anyway, I was probably overly cautious when I started in business. Of course, I was so poor I couldn't pay attention. My boys get tired of me saying that. Actually, I should have probably paid more attention. We do tend to make poor choices when we're under stress. And just a little story, a man that I knew growing up, I did quite a bit of business with him. This man seemed like he had everything going for him. He was also in the storage barn business. Some of you know who I'm talking about, but I dealt with this man for a long time, and when I started doing business with him, he was like, I know he would sometimes sell 100 buildings a month. He was in the storage barn business. I know for a fact that one salesman sold over 100 buildings a month for him sometimes. But he started making bad choices, which led to stress, which led to drinking, which led to bad accident, and he ended up in a divorce, and he ended up losing pretty much everything he had. When I got to know him, he'd owned some very valuable property that was worth probably $2 million, and he ended up losing all of that. And I think it's all just because of poor choices. And I think it all started with poor choices, stress, and just one thing. It was amazing to me how fast he spiraled downward. That man died about 2 years ago. I think he was just in his mid-60s. And he was living in a little rented apartment. Broke as can be, hardly any friends. And about 2 years before he died, we had him out to our place for a Christmas dinner at Mom and Dad's, and he said a couple times, said, Phil, you're about the only friend I've got. And so anyway, that's just a story of somebody that had a series of wrong choices, and I think it all started with wrong choices, stress, and it just all led down from there. So I feel like my stuff is kind of unorganized, kind of jumbled up. But anyway, I think we need to think about the future, and I referenced that a little bit. I think it's important to build meaning relationships. We need to be consistent and focus on quality over quantity in your relationships. Something I feel like I should have done better is put more value on relationships. Relationships are the real currency of success. I'm learning that more and more. People you know are very valuable in business. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. People with the same goals you have. Have open, meaningful, honest conversations. Continue learning. Stay curious. It's a quote, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And I'm actually learning that. I wish I would have invested more in learning when I was in my 20s and 30s. I'm realizing it's cost me a lot of money. If I would have known some things, I could have made some wiser choices, and it could have saved me a lot of money. So that was a quote we heard at this meeting. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So this is more just some thoughts about being the right kind of person. Practice daily acts of abundance. Don't think I need, think I have. Again, I think it's a lot in our mindset. A clear conscience produces freedom from guilt, a closer relationship with God, and that helps us to be to overcome obstacles in life, gives us boldness. Another thing, embrace change instead of resisting it. I know sometimes, especially in business, I've done that. I get kind of stuck in a rut, and later I realized if I would have just changed some things quicker, been willing to learn and change, it would have been could have been valuable to me. Problems are opportunities. Most times they don't seem like it when we're in the middle of it. Take every bad situation and make it better. Good is the enemy of best. Sometimes we settle for good when we could have something better. Expect more from yourself and others. Your mind believes what your mouth says. And one speaker stressed that. He said, say it out loud. Oftentimes what you hear, eventually you'll believe it. I'm not sure if that's 100% true or not. Plan your work and work your plan. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. Another thing I think is very important is in our business is be willing to own our mistakes. When we make a mistake, be willing to own it. Somebody said mistakes are seminars, learn from them. I think it's very important. There's a couple times in life that I got in a situation that was not ideal, and I didn't like it, and I wasn't sure how to deal with it. So I just didn't do anything for a while. And it was just kind of, I didn't want to admit that I probably messed up. Even though it was kind of out of my control. The sooner you own up to your problems, if you have problems in business, the better it is. Just a little story, I heard of several men that actually is an exact story of that. And these men, I've known one man for a long time. I've met the other man probably 6-7 years ago. And these men both got involved in a scam. And the one man's probably been 30 years ago already, and he's still involved in that. He's not willing to admit that it's a scam. And his son just told me recently his dad has paid millions of dollars ever since he was a little boy, and he's still not admitting that it's a scam. He's still choosing to believe that it's just around the corner. And actually I know three of those men, and they're I think The one's in his upper 70s. The other is probably in his 70s. And his brother, there's three different fellows I know. These are Mennonite men. And some of you probably know them. Anyway, so it's sad. Like, if you're just not willing to admit you make a mistake. People have tried and tried to tell them, but they don't want to admit it. Okay, here's some quotes just for our everyday life, business. Remember who you are and where you came from. Stay humble. Remember who you represent. Produce fruit to give it away. Whether you think you can or can't, either way, you're right. Success is where preparation and opportunity meet. And here's a very good one. Two things that define you are your patience when you have nothing and your attitude when you have everything. Try to go the extra mile in business. And just be attentive, pay attention, listen to life. Express appreciation. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a gift and not giving it. I've been guilty of that. It's like, what's so hard about telling people you appreciate something about them? You know, you do, but sometimes it's just, you think, it's just kind of hard to do it. I'm not sure why. Something that I want to do more of. Okay, here's something that somebody shared at that meeting. I thought it was kind of interesting. And it's all this stuff, I don't know, maybe you think it's nothing to do with kingdom-focused business, I don't know. But he brought up the idea that there's three stages in life, and I thought it was very interesting. I thought he's pretty accurate, I think. The first stage he classified as pathfinding, and he kind of put that age into 20 to maybe, I can't remember, was it 40? And this is a stage that a lot of people want to skip. It consists of hard work, entrepreneurship, trying to find your place in life. So hard work, high risk, learning to take responsibility, building relationships, learning to apply knowledge. And in that he put in building your marriage, if you're married, just cultivating your life, growing. So it's a lot of work. And the next stage he had, he called it convergence, and I think he had it from 40 to 60. I'm not sure about these ages. And that, he said, people, when you get that age, you tend to try to work smarter. You tend to be a little more low risk. Now, this is not straight across, but it's kind of a something that he came up with. You experience some rewards from your hard work. You have opportunities to share your knowledge and teach it. But in that time, it says you need to keep building relationships, keep building your marriage, be willing to coach and mentor others based on your knowledge and experience. And then the third one, he called it a legacy, a period of a legacy, thinking about a legacy, and I think that was like 60 and beyond. But, and there he had the idea of, in work, it's a lower risk, maybe not such hard work. But he really brought out the point that we need to be thinking of the future and our people in the future, re-sowing for the future impact. Be willing to coach and mentor others and be an influencer, or like be there to help other people. Use your experience to help other people, and then finish well. Try to leave something after you're gone that is a blessing to people. Not necessarily money, but something that... think of ways that you can bless people, encourage them, and help them in life. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply them to wisdom." And I've got a couple more here. This is more about leadership. three things every leader does is inspire, create movements, and replace themselves. It was stressed very much. A good leader always replaces himself. Your leadership is not complete until you create other leaders and pass the baton to them and let go. To be significant is to make a difference in others. Are you a leader worth following? He said, I wish I would have known everything that I know today, 30 years ago, but I'm still learning a lot of things. I mean, probably another 20 years, I'll say, man, I wish I'd have known everything that I knew, that I know at that point. One more quote. The same wind blows on everyone. It's how you set your sail that makes the difference. So, yeah, I hope as you think about business and your life, that I guess the main goal is that we keep our focus in the right place.